Heroes and Heroes, and there's Andy Rice. He's the branding and advertising expert. Andy Rice on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening as I seek to make my technology work. There it is. It's working. Andy Rice, good evening.
Evening, Bruce. How are you?
We're so very, very good. Before we talk about Heroes and Zeros this evening, I just thought I would ask you whether or not there is ever a new idea in advertising. Have all ideas ever conceived been used time and time again?
Well, of course, that's a question that no one can confidently answer. But if I had to take a punt at it, I would say that, yes, most creative concepts can be traced back to somewhere in terms of an initial creative stimulation. And I think the reason you've raised the topic is because 2 weeks ago we gave a hero to an RMB, Rand Merchant Bank, piece of advertising about how they think about things, and they used the clever line, great minds like a think. And it was pointed out to me shortly afterwards by a colleague that that was a line used by The Economist magazine 15 or 16 years earlier. And then blow me down when last week we gave Discovery Insure a hero for their television commercial with all the cops obeying the road regulations. Someone contacted me and said it's very similar to, conceptually at least, if not visually, to a car chase in the animated movie Big Hero 6. So this.
I'm sorry, how does anybody even know that?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, there are a lot of. The person who pointed out the Economist link seems to be a walking encyclopedia of historical advertising. If there's any link anywhere, it comes winging through on my email shortly after the show finishes. That people just remember these things, I suppose. But it did make me think about what is the source of creative inspiration. Can we always be totally original? Can we always avoid accusations of borrowing stuff? And it, actually, the more you think about it, the more you realize that advertising does borrow from all forms of culture. It almost has to in order to be relevant. So you watch an evening's worth of television and you're sure to see familiar musical themes. You'll see perhaps scenes borrowed from the cinema or from TV or by literary references and even references to other ads. And all of this helps the advertising agency and the client use familiar narrative to create shortcuts so that you can get more and more into your 30 seconds. And if it reflects the zeitgeist of the people who are trying to reach, then so much the better. There's even, I believe, a niche business in recycling expensively produced ads by taking them to different markets and selling them to other advertisers who
don't have to pay
the production.
Is that a South African company?
No. I read about it in Europe, I think, somewhere. It's a little bit vague in my battered brain, but it definitely happens. You spent literally millions producing an ad. It might run for 6 months. Has it lost all its value? Has it depreciated to zero? Not if you can get it on air in Croatia for a bathroom company. Away you go.
Okay, so I'm taking it that you're giving RMB and Discovery benefit of the doubt when it comes to originality and suggestions of plagiarism.
Absolutely. I mean, I went through the RMB campaign, which is very much more than just that one ad, and the theme that runs through all of the executions are about witty ways of thinking and clever manipulation of common phrases. So I don't think that's in any way. And also, you have to have a memory that goes back 16 years worth of advertising. As far as the Discovery one is concerned, the Big Hero 6 is so different in terms of production being an animated movie from the Discovery ads that, again, I think it's if you wanted to promote a product that encourages safe driving, then you're likely to choose as a reference point very unsafe driving, i.e. a car chase.
So I got you. Thank you, Andy Rice. Tonight's hero, it's a car ad.
Yes, here we go. I'll start by just a bit of context. Some time ago, when Samsung cell phones started to rule the world, held back only by the iPhone, it was noted that they really were not only selling their phones at an average price that had grown dramatically, but also in vast numbers too. And the CMO, or the CEO, was asked to what did he ascribe this great success. And he very succinctly replied, "We went from being a manufacturer to a marketer." And that, I think, sums up a lot of business success, if you can get out of the rationality of manufacturing and into the heady world of brands, then you often command a price premium and deliver greater volumes. And that's what's happening in the Korean car market as well, I believe, because the two big brands that come out of there, Hyundai and Kia, have definitely risen dramatically up the value chain from being inexpensive, price-driven runabouts to being very, very successful, respected, popular cars. And Kia have just, or just about to launch, have started advertising a new model that sells for not much less than 860,000 rands. It's a sports GT saloon called the Stinger. And has a very neat little advertising campaign that takes the idea of what everyone's talking about in the car world these days, self-drive cars, autonomous cars, turning it on its head with a question, what is the future of driving? Perhaps it's actually driving as the car in the background hurtles around corners and zooms along the straight. And I think it's a very confident piece of advertising that says, look, we've come a long way. We use the line, the power to surprise, for many years because that's what Kia does. It surprises you with how sophisticated a vehicle it is. And I think that's a very confident, brave, and successful piece of advertising.
So that's very clever. So taking the everybody sort of thinks that 10 years from now, nobody will be driving cars anymore. We'll all be driven and playing Monopoly on long road trips, when in fact, actually, the deep human desire is to see how fast you can take the car around the corner without flipping it on its roof. I get it. And then... this is one I don't know, Westworld. It's a TV show for grown-ups. No wonder I don't know it.
Well, that's right. This Westworld is the environment. It's not the actual brand I want to mention. But it takes us into the world of media buying and media planning, which, in my view, stand or fall on the editorial environment in which you place the ads. In other words, it's not sufficient just to say to Business Day, well, please run an ad for me in your newspaper. You need to understand the different editorial sections and which section will be best for you. And so it is for TV as well. You need to be in the right kind of programming. And Stuart Walsh of Grey Advertising pointed out to me that he was watching Westworld, which, like you, I don't know much about other than I believe it is quite adult. In the middle of one of the episodes recently came an ad for Maynard's wine gums. And that seems to me slightly wasteful to take the audience that's probably watching Westworld in the early hours of the morning and having all sorts of thoughts about things, but probably not about wine gums. So I would suggest that was not the most productive piece of media planning or media buying. And that it makes such a difference to the success of a campaign if you place the ads where they work best.
But hold on a second. Have you never had this deep, longing desire to throw wine gums at your face?
Funnily enough, not yet. But I'm confident that I'm young enough for that to hit me one day.
Yeah, Andy, we don't often, yes, we do often disagree. There we go. And Jean, the controller, is throwing wine gums at my face. You see, she is fulfilling my needs. In this particular case, Andy Rice, I would argue that perhaps we have a differing opinion as I'm getting wine gums thrown at me, which makes me very happy. Andy Rice, the branding and advertising expert. Advertising works for different markets at different times. Andy doesn't believe that wine gums are suitable content for Westworld, for TV show for grown-ups, but he does love the Kia Stinger. The future of driving will be actually driving.